With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. With just a few months left as executive director at the Washington Apple Education Foundation, Jennifer Witherby has much to appreciate of her 20 years at the helm. Witherby says she's loved working with the wonderful students and the outstanding volunteers, even during these more challenging times.
These last couple of years, we haven't had much face-to-face time with our donors, and the loyalty has just been so strong. We've been so fortunate. Of course, we launched our Washington Apples license plates during the COVID time and are seeing lots of those vehicles on the road right now.
And that kind of generosity, Witherby says, hasn't slowed down, even with all that's been going on.
Fundraising has continued to go well. You know, some of it looks different than what it's been in the past, but that donor loyalty has just been so strong to WAIF and WAIF students. A lot of people reach out to us, you know, saying, are things going okay? And just we continue to be top of mind for a lot of people.
All that, Witherby says, as the number of students that they get to help continues to grow.
Isn't it amazing? So we have 350 students this year, and they are sharing in just over $1 million in scholarship support, and then continuing to get lots of opportunities to interact with volunteers.
Witherby will stay on through the end of March to assist the board of directors with the search for a new executive director and ensure a smooth transition. During Witherby's tenure at WAIF, scholarships granted grew from just under $100,000 to over $1 million annually.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.